So this file is in a slightly out of place, but this actually has historically actually why when I was at Caltech we worried a lot about processor groups but didn't find a very elegant way of doing it. So here is an example. We haven't actually done this particular algorithm, but as I've mentioned, matrix algorithms are very important. And if you look at any matrix algorithm, at least all the full matrix algorithms like multiplication and inversion and equation solving, or even eigenvalue solution, you will find that the fundamental operations are oriented around rows and columns of the matrix. So here I have a 16 by 16 matrix decomposed on 16 processors. So each processor has a 4 by 4 submatrix. And you will notice that if I'm thinking about manipulating rows and columns, I'm only at any one stage talking about 4 of the processors. And so the natural type, so if you're looking at parallelism, actually you're likely to send one set of messages among those 4 processors, another message between those, one below, another between those, and another between those. So a typical operation in a matrix, full matrix algorithm is actually to send 4 messages, each among 4 processors on such a system. So that's an example of a type of algorithm where it would be very elegant to be able to specify that a set of messages only refer to a subset of the processes. So, so that's a motivation for groups of processes. We never found a good syntax at Caltech because we were always worried that, you know, as you do messaging by subroutine calls, so the obvious way of specifying a group was to add the list. So, you know, if you want to send a message from processor 0 to processor 1, well, you put 0 in one subroutine calling location and 1 in another as another argument. So if you want to send it from 0 to 1, 2, and 3, you naturally put 1, 2, and 3 as the place where the destination processors go. So that's fine if there are just 3 of them, but if there are 1,000 of them, you'd start getting a very inefficient syntax where you're sending 1,000 integers in your arguments. So we got hung up on this issue of how to specify processor groups. So MPI ingeniously gets around it by defining an abstract quantity called a processor group, defined in some way to be determined, and you just send a pointer to the group, not the processors themselves. That doesn't actually solve the problem, but it means that any one call doesn't have a huge array in it to define the processors you care about. It just has a single pointer to a data structure, essentially. And then it has a set of primitives to allow you to form processor groups and tell the MPI what processors are in what groups. So at the end of all this, we won't talk about processor groups again, because that's advanced.